Chapter 1, The Basics of Attachment Theory. One of the ways we can help answer our questions is to look at something called attachment theory. I first read about adult attachment a few years ago, but it seemed like some psychological mumbo-jumbo that didn't have much bearing on my day-to-day life. After revisiting the concept more recently, it was like a light bulb went off in my head and everything was illuminated. I began to look at all of my past relationships through the attachment theory lenses, which helped me create emotional distance and understand some of the dynamics that I had previously thought were due to a flaw within myself. John Bowlby, a British psychologist, pioneered research into how and why infants attach to their primary caregivers and how the caregivers' responses affected the behavior of the infant. Two of his main discoveries were that infants attached out of necessity to survive, and that they were stuck with whatever caregiver they had, whether that person was responsive to their needs or not. Building on Bowlby's work, another psychologist, Mary Arnsworth, developed a specific study, the Strange Situation Test, and posited that there were four different ways that infants attached to their caregivers, called attachment styles. In the 1980s, the infant attachment style research was expanded to include adults and how they attach in romantic relationships. These styles are called adult attachment styles. Now that we have a bit of history out of the way, let's look at four different attachment styles. You may see these worded a little differently depending on the source, but the essentials for each category are the same. Here are the hallmarks of each style. Secure. Secure attachments is what it sounds like. These people are open and loving and aren't preoccupied with relationships. In childhood, their caregivers were attentive and responsive to their needs most of the time. They were allowed to safely explore the world and learn to rely on themselves and those around them. They generally believe that others are trustworthy and caring, and therefore, when faced with conflict within a relationship, they don't overreact or assume the worst of the person. This is the gold standard of attachment styles. Avoidant. Avoidant people are just that. Avoidant. They keep their partners at arm's length, detest real intimacy, and are very judgmental of their significant others. They keep secrets, send mixed signals, and always keep an escape route open in relationships. In childhood, their caregivers were mostly unresponsive, dismissive, and distant. They learn not to rely on others and to repress their emotions. They don't open up, don't want to be trapped, and never seem to be affected by relationship issues. Anxious. These people, most likely you and me, desire closeness in a relationship. They are insecure and worried that the other person will leave them or stop loving them. They are very sensitive to their partner's moods, get attached quickly, and when anxious, do say things they later regret. In childhood, their caregivers were inconsistent, sometimes distant and unresponsive, and other times invasive and overprotective. These people always feel like there is something wrong with them in the relationship. They are often preoccupied with their relationships and can't stop thinking about their partners. Disorganized. This style is called disorganized because, unlike the other styles, these people don't follow a pattern. They exhibit traits of both anxious and avoidant. They want to be close in a relationship, but feel trapped when they are. They judge their partners, yet they feel that something is wrong with themselves. They don't open up, but in a fit of anxiety, they overshare. They don't show that they are affected by a relationship, but inside, they are preoccupied with it. In childhood, these children often experienced neglect or abuse and had caregivers who were violent and unpredictable. It is important to note that although attachment styles start in infancy, they are not set in stone. Traumatic events in one's life can shift a person from secure to one of the insecure attachment types. Losing a parent, being sexually assaulted, or any number of negative experiences can affect how we attach in relationships.